You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Tuesday, April 1st spring election is a week away, and there are some important deadlines to consider. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
If you haven't already mailed your absentee ballot back in at this point, don't. Instead, take the ballot to a drop box or your local clerk's office in person. Because things can be delayed in the mail, and all absentee ballots must be received by the clerk's offices by 8 p.m. on April 1st. Friday, March 28th is the deadline to register to vote in this election if you haven't done so already.
Wisconsin offers same-day voter registration. To find out what's on your ballot or where to vote, visit myvote.wi.gov. La Crosse voters will decide on a new mayor this spring. Shondell Washington Spivey, a community organizer and volunteer who earned both the most votes in February's primary and the endorsement of the Democratic Party, will face La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election in the officially nonpartisan race. In last week's mayoral debate, the candidates split on how to deal with the city's homeless population and how to attract young families to the city. Area school boards will have contested elections on the Tuesday, April 1st spring election ballot. Six candidates are on the ballot for La Crosse, although one, Kevin Hunt, announced he is no longer seeking the office, leaving five people for three seats. Three incumbents are among five candidates for three seats in West Salem, while Onalaska has two incumbents among three candidates for two seats on its school board. There are also contested school board races in Cashton, Melrose Mindoro, and Westby. Board members are elected to three-year terms. In-person absentee voting is underway in La Crosse. You can vote in-person absentee today at City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Later this week, three other locations will have voting hours as well. A list of locations and voting hours is available at lacrosseeagle.com. In addition to statewide races, La Crosse voters will pick a new mayor and three school board members during the spring election. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Today, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford will appear in La Crosse as one of the stops on her statewide tour. Crawford is backed by Democrats in the state. Her opponent, Brad Schimmel, is backed by Republicans and received an endorsement from President Donald Trump in the officially nonpartisan race for the state's highest court. Schimmel appeared in La Crosse on Sunday as part of his Save Wisconsin tour. Spending on the race has topped $70 million. The spring election is on Tuesday, April 1st. On Wednesday, a trio of La Crosse City Government committees will meet. That includes the City Administrator Workgroup as they continue putting together the details of the proposed new position that will take on some of the duties of the mayor's office. The Economic and Community Development Commission is also meeting to consider applications to nine different grants for a wide variety of city and county projects. The Human Rights Commission is also scheduled to meet. The Redevelopment Authority meets on Thursday. Tomah will be searching for a new chief of police. Current Police Chief Scott Holum is retiring effective April 18th. Holum, who has worked for Tomah's police department since 1999, was appointed chief 4 years ago. He rose through the ranks from patrol officer to his current position and was responsible for expanding the department's canine program and creating a peer support program within the department. Tomah's Police and Fire Commission has already started the process to find its next police chief. The Viroqua Family Restaurant will be closed until further notice after a fire on Saturday. The Viroqua Fire Department said that they arrived after being called to the fire to find heavy smoke and flames coming from the building. While the fire was quickly contained, the building had significant heat and fire damage. No one was hurt and no one was inside the restaurant when it caught on fire. In a social media post, the restaurant thanked firefighters and wrote that their family and staff look forward to greeting customers again someday. An Elon Musk-funded group is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to, quote, activist judges. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The move comes 2 weeks before the state's high-stakes nonpartisan Supreme Court election and after Musk's Political Action Committee made a similar proposal last year in battleground states. Musk's Political Action Committee, America PAC, announced the petition in a post on X Thursday night. The campaign for Susan Crawford, the Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, says Musk is trying to buy votes ahead of the April 1st election.
Musk and Republicans are backing Brad Schimmel, who received an endorsement for President Donald Trump this weekend. The two candidates for state superintendent met last night in a virtual forum. Jill Underlie is facing a challenge for Brittany Kinzer in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. The two candidates provided very different views about the state of education in Wisconsin. Kinzer said that public education is failing in the state's largest city.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Kinzer said she would work to eliminate bureaucracy and restore previous testing standards. Underly says the state has improved over the last 4 years.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real. But our work isn't done.
Underly said Wisconsin just had its highest graduation rate ever. State legislators are holding public hearings on the upcoming state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival.
Republicans are ignoring Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal and building their own budget from base. Home sales are increasing in Wisconsin, but so are home sale prices. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report was released Thursday, and it shows the median price for a home in the state is now $305,000. That's almost an 11% increase over 12 months. The lack of available housing inventory means it's still a strong seller's market. Mortgage rates are up a bit. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.84%, up from 6.78% in February of 2024.
Housing affordability is expected to stay low with high demand, low supply, and high mortgage rates. Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to Real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A Real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website. Coverage for home to health and telehealth programs under Medicare, used by several Wisconsin hospitals, will expire at the end of the month unless Congress extends the benefits. 6 Wisconsin hospitals rely on home to health for patient care, while 16 hospitals utilize the telehealth and other programs that are also set to expire, mostly affecting providers in the state's rural areas. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates the federal funding lost if the programs expire to be around $200 million. The local high school sports season wrapped up with the state high school boys basketball championships in Madison on Saturday. First, it was Cochran Fountain City earning their first ever state title by defeating Sheboygan Lutheran 60-54 after shooting 56% from the field. Then, Aquinas dominated Bondwell 74-45, notching a 59% shooting mark, including 46% from three. It was the fifth state title for the Blue Golds. Now, attention turns to spring sports, which began last week with track and field. The work week should be dry and mostly sunny, with temperatures climbing this week as we get closer to the weekend. Today will top out at around 50 degrees across the Cooley region, adding a few degrees each day until Saturday, when highs should cross over into the 70s for most of the area. That all happens ahead of a potentially rainy weekend, when temperatures will drop back to our seasonal averages around 50 degrees through early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fall to the Phoenix Suns 108-106. Milwaukee had designed a play to get the ball to Brook Lopez for the winning shot, but A.J. Green bumped into Giannis, who was trying to set a pick. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, A.J. kind of went too early. Knocked Giannis off strikes. We wanted Giannis to come up. Then he was supposed to pick Brook, and Brook was going over, so it is what it is.
It's the first time the Suns head coach Mike Budenholzer had faced the Bucks since they fired him 2 years ago. The Suns players telling reporters they wanted to win this one for Coach Bud.
There's a lot of history there, and so, you know, I think the most important thing is our players, and, you know, if they gave a little extra for me, that would be great. Good to get the win. You know, they're a great team, a lot of great players, a lot of respect for them. I'm just happy for our players, really, to be honest with you.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a 4-2 win over the Rockies. Milwaukee with a 16-14 record in Cactus League play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Film Festival fans, this is for you. Tickets are currently on sale for the upcoming films at the Wisconsin Film Festival. The Wisconsin Film Festival runs from April 3rd through the 10th. They typically offer over 150 films, including 35mm restored film classics, independent films, great personal appearances from well-known filmmakers and actors, and most importantly, outstanding movies from Wisconsin's own filmmakers. Check out the Wisconsin Film Festival website and see what you like. The new Robert De Niro film, The Alto Knights, was a disappointment to critics and now at the box office. Despite heavy hitters like De Niro playing two gangster roles and a script from the prolific Nicholas Pileggi, the film is a total bust after barely taking in $3 million against a $45 million budget. There is a long road ahead for profitability, but it will probably never happen. Conan O'Brien hosted the Oscars a few weeks ago to rave reviews, and now he is the recipient of an Oscar-style award for comedians. The talk show host received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, which is the closest thing comedians get to a prestigious award. Appearing with O'Brien to show their support were fellow comedians Will Ferrell, Sarah Silverman, and John Mulaney. The event took place at the Kennedy Center, where comedians poked fun at Conan and the president. Conan is on board to host the Oscars again in 2026. The Mark Twain Prize for American Humor was started in 1997. If you're looking for a new drug caper thriller series to watch, consider giving the show Dope Thief a look. Three episodes are currently available on Apple TV. Two friends play Robin Hood and pose as DEA agents to rip off low-level drug dealers until they make a mistake and steal from the wrong outfit. The show is executive produced and directed by Ridley Scott, among others. New episodes of Dope Thief drop on Apple TV Friday nights. Last weekend's box office was a bit of a disappointment despite a really big release. Disney's live-action version of Snow White, called Disney's Snow White, brought in $44 million at the domestic box office, but that was considered an underperformance for the classic. The film that stars Rachel Zegler pulled in another $44 million from various markets overseas as well. Arriving in second place this past weekend was the spy thriller Black Bag. The Steven Soderbergh film raked in about $4.5 million in its second week, bringing it to a total of just under $15 million. Close behind at number three is another Disney film, the resilient Captain America Brave New World, which brought in $4 million in its sixth week of release. The film starring Anthony Mackie as the superhero has somehow managed to overcome mediocre to poor reviews and shown some staying power. Rounding out the top five from last weekend were Novocaine and Mickey 17, which both brought in a little over $3 million. New releases are just around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.